This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Drivers headed through Glenwood Canyon on Interstate 70 should plan on delays and occasional traffic holds through early this evening. The Colorado Department of Transportation is working to remove a crashed tractor trailer just east of Glenwood Springs. The semi's burnt remnants were straddling the median, and only one lane is open in each direction. The Wednesday morning crash injured the driver and closed the highway for several hours. RTD is moving closer to making its bus and train fares cheaper and simpler. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Last year, the agency CEO said she wanted to make paying for train and bus rides less expensive and less complicated. The agency has now released two potential new fare structures that would do just that. One would drop the fare prices across the board by roughly 10%. The second would do away with regional fares, so any ride, except for the airport, would cost $3, regardless of how long it is. RTD is taking public feedback now, and its board will vote to approve a new fare structure sometime next year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Starbucks is closing one of its first stores in Colorado to unionize. CPR's Matt Bloom.
Baristas at the cafe in Colorado Springs say they were called into a meeting by management and told their store was closing due to health and safety reasons. Mick Magdaleno is a union organizer. He says it's part of a bigger pattern.
There have been other stores across the country that have been closed for health and safety issues that have, for the most part, been unionized stores.
Starbucks didn't return a request for comment. Workers at eight other stores in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Greeley have unionized this year and are preparing to bargain with the company this fall. Those stores remain open. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Right now in Colorado Springs, it's 65 degrees. In Denver, it's 61. This is CPR News and KRCC.